This is Radio Boston. I'm Tanya Mosley. Let's follow up on the Trump administration's decision to rescind protections for transgender students. This was a rule the Obama administration put in place last year, which allows students to use bathrooms that correspond with their gender identity. The Trump administration says that directive was improperly devised, quote, without due regard for the primary role of the states and local school districts in establishing educational policy. Well, state leaders are responding, saying they'll uphold the state's anti-discrimination laws. Here's Governor Charlie Baker.
I don't support the message, and I don't believe it's the right message, but I do believe that here in the Commonwealth of Mass, kids are going to be protected, and kids are going to be able to feel safe and secure in the communities that they live in and the schools they go to.
WBUR's Edify reporter Max Larkin was at the Attorney General's office for the press conference with legislative leaders and LGBTQ activists, and he joins us now live. Hi, Max.
Hi, Tanya.
So tell us, what did Attorney General Healey say about all of this?
She said that the administration had made good on what she called another reckless promise, and yet she said this time it's different because both the president and the Department of Justice went after children. And I'd say the tone from the stage where families and parents of transgender youth were gathered was hopeful but defiant. The attorney general was clear that the rollback won't affect students in the state, but nonetheless she said students across the country and in Massachusetts are feeling anxious and scared today. She kept hitting that tone. She said she thought it was both shameful and remarkable that this was new Attorney General Jeff Sessions' first major action in office.
I saw that she was up at the podium with several students as well as supporters. And also there was Speaker Robert DeLeo and State and Senate President Stan Rosenberg. Did they weigh in at all?
They did and presented very much a united front. President Rosenberg added that state lawmakers have protected Massachusetts students because they've already, quote, done their job with two pieces intended to curb anti-transgender discrimination signed in the last 5 years. And Speaker DeLeo was a little bit more to the point. He said he thought the, quote, well-oiled machine of the Trump administration may be ready for the scrap heap.
One of the things that many people are wondering, in light of the fact that Healey has already filed three suits against Trump in the first 10 days of the administration, is whether she's actually planning any legal action or challenge to this this latest action.
Yes, the attorney general was asked about the prospect of taking part in federal litigation, and she said that she expects that her office will be involved on cases where it comes to a matter of fairness and equal protection under the law, but it's sort of unclear to what role she foresees for her office.
Last spring, during the debate over the Massachusetts accommodation bill, we spoke with Andrew Beckwith. He's the president of the Massachusetts Family Institute, which opposes the law.
If we normalize the presence of anatomical males in spaces that are typically reserved for women, intimate spaces, that endangers both the safety and the privacy of women.
That's the argument on the other side from many folks. Did Healey say anything about those concerns that some people have about safety?
Healey was very clear from the stage that she thought that was sort of fundamentally a red herring. She said this isn't about states' rights or presidential power or the ability to make decisions in local school districts. She said it's about the, quote, targeting of an already vulnerable population. And Mimi LeMay, who is the parent of three children, one of whom is a transgender boy, Jacob, said that she believed that the guidance issued by the State Department of Education left room for concerns about safety and privacy to be addressed within school. But to say that issuing anti-discrimination guidance has to do directly affects or limits the safety of other students is disingenuous.
Looking forward, a question to repeal the Massachusetts accommodations law is set to appear on the ballot next year, and the attorney general ruled that legally that question could go before voters. Did she talk anything about that, and did she indicate in any way that we may see that she may fight the repeal?
The attorney general is very clear that part of the reason that she convened the news media and all of these advocates in her office today was that she considers transgender discrimination a live issue, and she considers it a live issue because of that ballot question. Now, her office is obliged to certify that language of the question is legal, but she said she feels perfectly free as the attorney general and as an office to oppose the question, and she anticipates that she, Speaker DeLeo, and Senate President Rosenberg all will do just that. Absolutely, she said.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Max. Max Larkin is a reporter for WBUR's Edify. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tanya.